The National Youth Parliament has been reconvened after being dormant for more than 6 years. The first sitting was planned for Monday, November 14 at Gordon House. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says one of the decisions that influenced the re-emergence of the Youth Parliament was the goal of finding more ways to get young people to participate directly with systems of governance.
So one of the things that we're doing with the Youth Parliament this year is, one, Youth Parliamentarians serve not just for a sitting as they used to be, but they serve for an entire year. And after they have the sitting with the Youth Parliament and they come up with their suggestions, the intention is that they will take those suggestions and those resolutions and basically lead a campaign for that year to see the changes that they want to see brought about.
It is hoped that the activity will help to further introduce young people to parliamentary processes and procedures while ensuring a greater understanding and appreciation of good governance. The parliament consists of young people from varying demographics, organizations and circumstances from across the island.
We have some of the registered youth organizations to recommend people that would serve as parliamentarians. So groups like the National Secondary School Council, Jamaica Union for Tertiary Students, the National Youth Council, all those groups gave their suggestion as the membership of the Youth Council. But also our main political party youth arms like PMPYO and the Young Jamaica would also give suggestions as the people would be a part of the youth groups. We also looked at NGO groups, right, because we wanted as wide a cross-section as possible. And then we had an open application process.
Mr. Green says there will be constant engagements with the parliamentarians serving for the full year. They will be expected to analyse and provide feedback from a youth perspective on statements, ministry papers, green papers and bills before the Houses of Parliament. The National Youth Advisory Council will also work closely with youth parliamentarians as researchers on various issues. The young parliamentarians will focus on several topics and issues pertinent to national development.
What we did through the training is give them a chance to basically choose the matters that really they were passionate about and that they wanted to discuss. So it's the young people themselves who chose. So they're going to be dealing with things, issues in relation to crime, issues in relation to, well, safety and security, crime, issues in relation to climate change and issues in relation to unemployment.
Mr. Green will report on the proceedings of the Youth Parliament to the House of Representatives, relaying critical discussions and resolutions they would have passed. The National Youth Parliament was initially implemented as an annual Youth Month activity, with 7 sittings being hosted between 2003 and 2009. The activity was coordinated by the National Centre for Youth Development, NCYD, and sought to provide a forum for young people 15 to 24 years to have their opinions articulated to local and national government. The event is also intended to encourage active citizenship among youth and promote involvement in democracy and governance.
Yo, me can't understand certain people, you know.
How am I now, Dwayne?
Look, panda youth, they were just step out on the road from behind the bus. Suppose my vehicle did not come. Not dead, him would have dead.
But the driver them for look out for people like him on the road still, you know.
Yeah, but you have to take charge of your own safety. You can't just walk out on the road, sir.
Pedestrians, take charge of your own safety on the road. Use the 6 steps safe crossing method. Think first. Find a safe place to cross. Stop and wait until it is safe. Look right. Look left, look right again, then walk when it is safe. And finally, get across alive. Remember, road safety begins with you. Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.